This is NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton, here with puzzle guru Art Chung. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. Before the break, we met our contestants, Katie and Kevin. In our next game, we'll put the in museum. But first, let's check in with our contestants. Katie, if you could take something from the Smithsonian Museum, an object, what would you take?
I volunteer at the Natural History Museum, and I know exactly what I would take. In the room where I work, we have a polar bear skull, and I would definitely take that.
Oh, yeah, that's a nice thing to have on the kitchen table.
You know, your fireplace mantle.
Do you have a plan, or...?
Well, it is rather large, so it would probably be kind of difficult to sneak out with.
Yeah, but you're working on it.
Good. Oh, yeah.
Kevin, if you could take an object from the Smithsonian Museum, what would you take?
Whenever I go to the American History Museum, I spend a lot of time looking at old computers, so I think I would take the first Macintosh.
Interesting. I feel like you can just buy that. but maybe not. Maybe it's rare.
It's the thrill of the heist.
Right. You want to, right. You want to just do the whole thing. Okay. We're here in Washington, D.C., home of many Smithsonian museums. So your next game is a music parody called Smithsonian. Katie, you won the last game, so you win this, and you are in the final round. Kevin, you need to win this, or you're going to get a hard sell on becoming a sustaining member of the Hirschhorn Museum.
We rewrote songs performed by artists with Smith in their name to be about things that are part of the Smithsonian collection. So ring in to name the thing that I am singing about, and if you're right, you can earn a bonus point by identifying the artist that I am parodying. All right, you ready?
Yep.
Okay.
They didn't charge a fare. The plane weighed more than air. Kitty Hawk, that was the wear. Get in and say a prayer.
Kevin.
Would that be the Wright Brothers plane?
That's right, the Wright Flyer. For a bonus point, can you name the artist?
Sam Smith.
Yeah, you got it.
Who knew air travel would get so much worse?
I don't think it was so great in their day.
No, it wasn't.
Because the night belongs to Muppets. Because it's hard to be so green. Because the night belongs to Muppets. He is a felt amphibian.
Kevin.
Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog is correct. And can you name the artist for a bonus point?
I'm just going to guess the Smiths.
It's a good guess, but that is incorrect. That was Patti Smith, Because the Night. Here we go.
She said something none of them could hear. Now they'll think he's a fop. Jerry's booked on the Today Show, and now he has to wear that white ruffled top. That white ruffled top.
Kevin.
The puffy shirt from Seinfeld.
That's right, the puffy shirt. Well done. For a bonus point, can you name that artist?
The Smiths.
It's another great guess, but it was the Smithereens.
Click with me, click your red heels. Three times, says Glenda, see how it feels. Just click them to no longer roam. Time to leave us now, so just say there's no place like home.
Katie.
Dorothy's ruby red slippers.
Yeah, that's right. Can you name the artist for a bonus point?
I have absolutely no idea.
Oh. You don't want to say the Smiths?
Sure, the Smiths.
No, I'm sorry, it's Aerosmith. Dream on.
Won't shut my mouth, heard what I said. Get out of my seat, you meathead. I am human and I need to sit down. Just like every other jerk does.
Katie.
The counter from the sit-ins at the lunch counter sit-in.
Sorry, that is incorrect. Kevin, do you know what I'm talking about?
Would that be Homo erectus?
No.
Yeah.
No, right. I was singing about Archie Bunker's chair.
Was never going
to
get that.
But here's the stinger.
Here's the stinger. Nobody gets to guess the bonus point. But guess who it is?
The Smiths.
The Smiths. This is your last clue.
Made of the plushest felt, stuffed ursine companion, named after Roosevelt, couldn't shoot the real one.
Katie.
Teddy bear.
Teddy bear, that's right. For a bonus point, can you name the artist?
No.
What we're looking for is Will Smith. That's the hook from the Men in Black theme. Some of his finest work. Puzzle Guru Archung, how did our contestants do?
Well done, Kevin. You won that game. So you each won a game, so it's time for a quick game three. I'm going to give you a category, and you'll go back and forth naming things in that category. The first contestant to mess up will be eliminated. Buzz in to answer first. Here's your category. 8 states border Tennessee. Name them. Katie, you're up.
Kentucky.
That is correct. Kevin.
Ohio.
No, I'm sorry. The other answers were Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Mississippi, Missouri, North Carolina, and a nearby state of Virginia. Kevin, I'm sorry to see you go. Katie, you're headed to the final round.